Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Off the Mess, a podcast brought to you by The Dip. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and today we're going to break down every single frame of the Oscars that aired on Sunday. And who better to do that with than the executive editor of The Dip, Allison Pivovarsky, also known as Moose's mom. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm so good. You know, what's so funny is yesterday was Moose's 1 year anniversary of his Gotcha Day. Also, I don't identify as his mom. And I only want to say that because for some reason it's weird to me. It makes me feel really old. So like when my parents are like, Moose, go to your mom, I always am like, shut up.
Well, I'm like, my parents do that to me too. And I'm like, who's that? Like, I don't even, like, it doesn't register.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. That's a lot of responsibility. Mother.
But you know what I did say to myself today is, you know that soundbite of like, bitch, I'm a mother.
Yes.
I said that to myself because Barb threw up at like 6 a.m. and Ruby was like eating a toy and like ripping the stuffing out of it. And I was like, this is so chaotic. Like, I literally said to myself, I was like, bitch, I'm a mother. Like,
yeah.
I am a fucking full-blown mom. I've got two kids. I'm exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on here.
Running on empty. Running on empty. But yeah, I'm so excited to be here. You know, I love HOTM, fave podcast. And also, like, what a time to be alive. What a time. Look, the Oscars have been a complete snooze over the last few years. And, you know, with COVID, we've had some weird award shows. If I had to see one more person on a grainy Zoom in like a Ramada Inn suite, I would have died. But no, this time around, I'm sitting here. I ordered – because the best thing – when you work in entertainment media, there's one thing that people need to know. And that's what you order for takeout that day. Because you're not going to cook something for dinner. You're going to order some like – $80 worth of Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And I ordered chicken strips and sweet potato fries. And I'm just having my chicken strips, three sauces. I know you're a sauce gal.
Oh, I'm a sauce girl.
May I walk you through which ones they were? They were honey mustard, but it was like a thick honey mustard. It was so good. A ranch, homemade ranch, and a garlic aioli. Okay. And so I have my sauces. I have my chicken tendies and my sweet potato fries. And then Will Smith slaps Chris Rock, and I drop my chicken nugget, and I'm like, oh, this just got good. And the dips were the last thing I cared about at that point. It was
because I have always loved award shows. I love the red carpet beforehand. Like, my mom and I would watch them together. Oh, it was like a thing that we did. And then I don't know.
Because you're a Joan Rivers girl.
I am a Joan Rivers girl. I posted last night, I was like, I miss when celebrities were bullied. And this was pre-Chris Rock. This was pre-slap. So what I meant by that, and I want to clear it up. Most people, the girls that get it, and the girls that don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think I'm the former. I'm a girl that is in the former.
Yeah,
I
get like it. You get it. And
I love Joan Rivers too. Fashion Police. Oh,
Streetwalker or Starlet? Like, what a game. What a fun game. It really brought me a lot of joy. I thought she was so funny. And guys, when I say that celebrities need to be bullied, I mean they need to be humbled a little bit. They need to not take themselves so seriously. They need to chill the fuck out. But with that said, I want the glamour. I want the chic, c'est la vie, c'est bon, you know?
And it is fun when celebrities take fashion risks to have a conversation about it that isn't just blowing smoke up their ass, which is really what we get on like E. It's just all of them are just like, oh my God, she looks amazing. Oh, I love her in that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yeah, but Joan Rivers, like, I want Joan Rivers' take on Kristen Stewart in a hot pant. And that's not to say I didn't think Kristen Stewart looked great, but like, there's more to say than just like, she looks great.
No, and that's all it is. E! News / E! Network, just in general, is like a fossil. They are a shell of what they once were. The red carpet hosts, I'm just not on board with. Like, I don't think they're funny.
I love Laverne Cox. Love Laverne Cox, but she is
not a red carpet host.
She's not a red carpet interviewer. She's
no. Not- and I blame E for that. Like, yes. I feel like E has like very strict like guidelines of like what they're allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say on the red carpet ever since 100%. Juliana Rancic's patchouli comment, which wasn't great, I will say. But like, guys, I think, like you said, I want more from a red carpet host other than like, you look amazing. Whose dress are you wearing? It's like, do they look amazing?
I think too, I just get really bad secondhand embarrassment. So when people, and I mean, I got it with Juliana Rancic too. There was one time that I'm still, if I'm being honest with you, I'm still recovering from.
Wow, what was
and
it?
And that's when she asked George Clooney and Amal Clooney to take a shot of Casamigos tequila. And George looked at her like with the bewilderment of seeing somebody with seven heads. And she was he said, "No, I think I'm okay." And Amal politely declined as well. And then Juliana took a shot of tequila by herself on the red carpet as George Clooney watched her. And I haven't come back from that. And that had to have been at least 10 years ago. So I get really bad secondhand embarrassment. When I see Laverne Cox like kind of stumbling through an interview, and celebrities are also awkward. And so like Kristen Stewart, you've got Laverne Cox who doesn't really know what to ask Kristen Stewart. And then you've got Kristen Stewart who doesn't know how to speak. And it's a recipe for disaster. But at least like, and I don't like him, but like at least Ryan Seacrest, like he had a relationship with this like people, so it made it a little bit more normal.
Yeah.
But it's just insufferable. And I got to say, the commentators, the fashion commentators, oof.
Tough. I want someone to be honest. You know what I mean? I want someone to be real. I want someone like, you know, you don't have to be mean.
Yeah.
But I think like we got to make some jokes because when I saw Kristen Stewart walk up and I saw her in those fucking shorts.
Oh, you didn't like the shorts?
Oh, I was enraged.
I thought that they were cool, but I mean, I also am just like, wow.
No, Allison.
These Oscars are so different.
Allison, here's my thing. Loved the look.
Yeah.
Okay? But not for the Oscars.
Right.
Not for the Oscars. I'm like, this is a red carpet.
So, but where did you fall in like Timmy's shirtless look?
A risk. I thought it was a risk.
Wait, I feel like there's some misogyny coming out right now because you're saying his is a risk and she's like inappropriately dressed.
Yeah. I think it was inappropriate for the event.
But it he can come like shirtless? Are you going to say he was inappropriate?
I am going to say Timmy took a risk.
I'm just saying because it's Women's History Month and the fact that
it looked high fashion to me. Whereas she looked like what I wore to the club in 2011. Like I was like a hot pant and a platform heel or whatever. And then when I saw that she changed into flats with the socks, I was sick over it. And listen, the misogyny might be jumping out. And that's something
it's
I have
screaming.
To deal with.
Oh, it's screaming. Yeah. It's running across that stage. Open hand slapping me in the face.
Listen, I love a pantsuit. I love a jumpsuit. I love the whole thing. I don't think you have to wear a gown. But again, it's the Oscars. And maybe, you know what, Allison? Maybe here's my truth.
Oh,
I don't like Kristen Stewart at all.
Okay.
I never have ever. She's my least favorite kind of celebrity. She's the kind of celebrity. She reminds me a little bit of Shailene Woodley, who are like, I really hate being famous. Like, I'm just a normal girl. And, like, I just hate the spotlight. I'm like, oh, really? Because you're in, like, the most popular movie franchise of all time besides The Hunger Games. Oh. Like, do you hate it? Do you?
What about Harry Potter?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Wait. Okay. I also – there's too much to unpack there, and we'll have to save that for another episode. But here's the thing. I think you're now talking about, and we're really getting off the topic of the Oscars, but you're now talking about like a 2008 Kristen Stewart and not a 2022 Kristen Stewart. And I think that they're different. I really do. I think she's matured. I think that she has kind of owned it a little bit more. She knows her role as a celebrity. And I have actually found her incredibly likable in her Spencer press tour. And she loves Guy Fieri, and you know I would die for that man. So
I was at a restaurant yesterday that had a framed photo of Guy Fieri.
Was it my apartment? Because yeah. I don't want to.
Wow, guys. You know, sometimes...
Wait, okay, who was best dressed, though, in your mind then?
Oh, best dressed? I actually wrote down Timothée Chalamet.
You're out of control.
But I also loved Lily... I think her name is Lily James. Lily Rose yeah. James.
Wait. Lily Rose... Oh, yeah, that's... from Pam and Tommy.
Yeah, I really liked her. She's in great Versace.
She's a chameleon because that girl, she dyes her hair and you were just like, whomst?
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you? I mean, and when I say she's in Pam and Tommy, I also want to say that she's Donna in Mamma Mia 2, colon, here we go again. So I don't want to like ignore the legend.
You know that Mamma Mia is like one of my cultural blind spots. Like I've never seen it. It's not that I have anything against it. I truly just have just never watched. And then.
You would actually, I think, really love it. But
oh, I'm sure I would. I love a musical and I love Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Regina Hall looked really beautiful. Really, she's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I thought Zendaya looked great.
Oh, I loved that little crop top. So,
but you're fine with a crop top, but not mm-hmm. a short?
Correct.
Okay. I also thought that I saw a photo of Andrew Garfield and Jamie Dornan together, and I swear to God, like—
No, I know.
I sent it to you, and I was mm-hmm. just like, I felt things.
No, they were standing very close together.
Well, they're like supposedly friends. Oh, I thought Lupita looked— Like, I mean, first of all, she looked like a statue herself. Like, she looked like an Oscar. Mm-hmm. And for her to be wearing such, like, an eye-catching gold metallic dress and then to be, like, in the background of the incident.
Oh, my
like,
God.
She stood out and just glowed. And for that, I'm thankful. Because, like, imagine if you were just wearing, like, a black dress and you were, like—
Yeah.
Like you were fading into the back. Like you needed yeah. to stand out in that moment.
What did you think of Nicole Kidman's look? Do you remember it?
Of course I remember it. I didn't. I thought it was fine. Like what the hell is she like resting her hands on her like her waist?
Yes.
She looked insane. I was a little like. I don't know why I said fine.
Yeah. I was a little shocked that you said that. I was like, Nicole, what are we doing? It wasn't my favorite.
I also just thought, like, Tracee Ellis Ross with, like, her little booby cups, like, what the fuck was happening there? That looked like I don't want to say it, but I just feel like.
No, please.
No, it's just like, you know when you put, like, a nipple cover on for, yeah. like, if, yeah, like, that's what it looked like, but an ill-placed one. Mm-hmm. Now, Ariana DeBose. In that red pant, the red pants, the like crop top, kind of giving me Gina from OC Reunion, but in red.
Yeah.
And I'm into it. And that is how I think you wear a little cup on the boob.
Yeah.
She looked beautiful. And also, like, I thought her speech was great. It was before everything got like
weird,
chaotic.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, I thought Jada Pinkett Smith, I'm not coming for her. I don't want to start. I'm not trying to tussle.
I loved the top half.
Don't, Sam. Oh. No, she looks like a dolphin trainer in Cancun, Mexico.
I love that you said, I'm not going to go there. And then you went there. And
she
I respect it.
Looks horrible. I haven't seen The Shape of Water, but I would assume when, like, the monster is, like, kind of coming from the swamp, like, and it's bringing seaweed out, that's what, like, that dress is giving me. Now, I think Jada Pinkett Smith is. I think she is one of the most beautiful people in the entire
ever.
World.
I know.
But this dress ain't it. I hate the top, actually. I'm looking at a photo right now. I don't understand you. I don't understand. Also, like, really a night for the boobs. Big
boobs
night for the boobs.
We're having a moment. You know what? I mean, think people said enough with the butts. Boobs. We got to have boobs. You know who I think looked really beautiful and, like, just very chic and very, like, understated almost was Kourtney Kardashian with Travis Barker.
Yeah, but why was she there?
Well, because he was there.
But
he was drumming.
I mean, Rachel Zegler couldn't get an invite. Oh. I'd like to actually talk about this.
Yeah,
listeners,
please. Let's get into this, please.
This was some, like, I guess you can call tea, scandal, whatever, that Rachel Zegler, star of West Side Story, wasn't invited to the Oscars. She is the star of a 7-time nominated motion picture, like, for Best Picture.
Yeah.
And she wasn't invited.
Correct.
And she posted about it on Twitter. I'm going to be watching from my couch, LOL. And then, like, there was this whole uproar. You know, I hate Twitter, but, like, y'all got behind this girl and got her an invite as a presenter. She presents with Jacob Elordi. God bless. And I just have to say, the Oscars, like, the presenters, you know if you're going to the Oscars. And you also are, like, paired with somebody who makes sense. Jacob Elordi and Rachel Zegler make sense. They are two Gen Z stars, two hotties. Put them together, they look great.
Great.
And I just don't think that that's a coincidence that they were like, oh, we also have Jacob Elordi, who's not presenting with anyone yet. Let's just throw her in.
Yeah.
Wrong. I don't believe that. Also, Brad Goreski said on E! That Rachel Zegler was wearing a custom Dior. Now, it takes more than 3 to 5 business days to get a custom Dior made for you. Now, I don't know if he's saying custom Dior as if, like, she had to get it hemmed and it suddenly was custom, but that wasn't custom. That was, like, you have to have, like, the couture team for Dior come and fit you, size you. They bring it to you 6 days ahead of time. The timeline doesn't make sense. So I ask this, was she lying? And was she just doing this with the Oscars to perhaps kind of drum up a little attention, get Gen Z talking about the Oscars? Because Gen Z is not talking about the Oscars. I don't know. Wow. I don't know. And that's something that I'm going to have to maybe sit with. And but I would love people's opinions because I have a, this is a working theory right now.
Yeah. You posted about it in community posts, I believe.
I did.
Yeah.
On The Dip. So use the promo code GWOC for 90% off your first year subscription. And you can comment with me. You can talk to us about this because, look, I'm not trying to – I love her. So, like, right. And I'm all about, like –
work your PR. Like,
I'm all about it. I don't shame anybody in this situation if I'm right. But mm-hmm. I just, like, love a mystery. And I think that I might have sniffed one out. And I just needed to bring attention to it.
Your spidey senses were tingling.
Speaking of spidey sense.
Speaking of.
Because we really are tiptoeing around it at this point. I thought, obviously, it was weird when nobody was addressing the slap. But when Amy Schumer came out and was like, I've been getting out of that Spider-Man costume for the last, like, 3 hours. Did I miss anything? Like, the vibe feels wrong. Like, there's a vibe in this room. I thought that was kind of funny.
Amy Schumer, I think the host really did a great job.
They didn't have enough Wanda Sykes, though. I love Wanda Sykes.
I love
and
Wanda Sykes,
I was like,
too.
Why are we, like, sidelining her? I thought, like, the whole, like, Regina with, like, the dating thing was, like, a little, like, it just felt like it went on too long. I also thought it was weird that we have these three awesome women, and then they were like, okay, bye, Amy. Come out and do, like, a whole monologue. That felt weird to me, too, but whatever. I mean, again, it was, like, the least interesting part of the night.
Yeah.
So, who cares?
So I will say Jacob Elordi gives me, like, old school Hollywood looks vibes. Like, he's just, like, he's just a handsome man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's not one of those guys where it's like, I can see what people see. It's like, no, like, that is a sexy man. And speaking of sexy men, that James Bond montage really did a number on me.
Are you okay?
Oh, no, I'm still thinking about it. It was
I've never
sexual.
Seen a James Bond movie.
Okay.
I
had to.
No, if I need
up.
To.
You don't. I think you yeah. get it. Like, I me think too. You don't need to watch them to know. But okay, enough dancing around it, like you said. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the slap. Not a punch. Nothing. A slap.
No. And I do think people need to, like, some people keep saying, like, I heard he punched him. Like, those that, like, fell asleep at a normal time last night. It's like, no, it was a slap.
No, there's, like, literally footage and angle, all the angles you could get. Like, there was, like, bird's eye view. There was, like, all these different perspectives of the slap. Now, before we get into it, I do have to say I feel this is a very complicated issue, and I feel so many different things about it, like, all at once.
So I am a little, like, hesitant to discuss it as well because I felt a certain way when it happened.
Of course.
And then I sat with it, and I don't have Twitter on my phone. I can't do that. I can't, like, see what the internet is saying at all times. It's just so toxic, and especially being in, like, media, We all think that your opinions actually matter, and they don't. And I was one of those people. Like, yeah. I absolutely, like, in 2016, your girl was firing off tweets left and right about politics and about this and about that. And I thought
you had a voice.
I thought that it mattered. And yeah. I thought I was, as Lena Dunham says in Girls, I thought I was the voice of my generation.
Yeah.
And we're not. We're not. We're just a collective void screaming into a website. Anyway, I did go on Twitter, though, and I had a lot of fun on Twitter because I was like, oh, this is chaos. Nobody knows how to feel. But then I started reading people's responses, and I realized, like, it's a very, dare I say, nuanced situation. And it is. I mean, Will Smith – okay, so Chris Rock has taken aim at Will – at Jada Smith – Jada Pinkett Smith before.
Mm-hmm. At the Oscars.
At the Oscars, the year that they, the Smith family, boycotted. And so, like, there's some history there. There's some beef. Then he makes a joke about G.I. Jane making, you know, basically a comment that, like, Jada doesn't have any hair. She suffers from alopecia. And he makes a comment saying that he's, like, excited for G.I. Jane, too. Kind of, it's a tacky joke. It's a low blow. And it's just, like,
it's like a lazy joke to me.
It didn't, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it didn't add anything. Mm-hmm. She's not nominated. He was already going on about, like, how Javier Bardem, like, I can't combo the name there.
Yeah.
How he, like, he needs to win if Penelope, it's like, he was making couples jokes. And so then, like, the unscripted comment about Jada's hair just felt like, why? Like, you already kind of had a thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Will didn't like it, though. And neither did Jada.
No.
Will, have you seen the rumors, though, that, like, Will laughed at it at first?
So I've been watching it all morning. I've been replaying it slow-mo on my phone. Like, I've been watching it. So he says the joke. The camera pans to Will, who's laughing, and then it pans out. And you see Jada kind of, like, rolling her eyes, like, why am I involved? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, it's very much like NeNe Leakes being like, why am I in this? That's what it reminded me of. And then all of a sudden, Will just like he's not laughing anymore and he's rushing the stage. And people are like, but he laughed. I'm like, yeah, but I've laughed at things before and then been like, wait, that's actually like not that funny.
Well, also too, because he's coming off of a laugh. Like,
right.
He was
laughing and then he went into the joke.
When you're the topic of the conversation, like, you're kind of smiling, you know the camera's panning to you, you're going to have, like, a, you know, a general jovial appearance on your face because the camera's on you. But, yeah, he stopped laughing. He gets up. He walks onto the stage. Now, I've actually never seen a physical altercation. Like, I've never witnessed a fight.
In real life or on TV?
No, ever.
Okay.
So, like, when I see slaps on TV, like, it's all staged.
Yeah.
This, like, was a hard slap.
Oh. He, like, wound up. Like, it was a hit with an open palm.
Yeah. Hand. It's like when you take, like, when you're playing a video game, which I don't do very often, as you'll find out in the next, like, two sentences as I try to say this. And, like, you, like, absorb a power and it kind of, like, ramps up and it's, like, getting stronger and then you just surge, you know?
Yeah.
In, like, all those video games when that happens, you know what I'm talking about? And it was, like, that arm was surged. Like, well, it had
his
Nas from Fast and Furious, whatever.
These references. What's going on?
I'm off the rails. Fast and Furious,
video games. I don't know who you are.
I'm off the rails.
No, I mean, his walk onto the stage was, like, like you said, like a video game character. Like, it was like he was really working it. And yeah. I said today, I was like, if only there were steps. I feel like,
oh, that would have slowed him down.
It what someone would have grabbed him, like, or someone would have stopped this, or he could have been able to, like, process. Like, if he had to go up all the stairs Jennifer Lawrence did when she fell.
No. Yeah. It was like 4 stairs.
Allison, I think it was like 8 stairs.
I think you're okay. Well, yes, I do think that would have stopped the momentum a little bit.
Because the stage was literally the same level as, like, the ground. Like,
it was kind of weird. There was like a half a step up. It's like it was just enough for somebody to be like, careful when you go down it.
Yeah. Like, please watch your step. Yes. So he did that. And I mean, then just walked back to his seat and then began to scream.
Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth.
Said it twice. And he, and like, there was like a period between each word.
Yeah.
It was like, keep my wife's. And I was like
the clap emoji.
The clap. He was the real life clap emoji. And like, and it's so funny because Lupita's just in, literally, you cannot avoid getting, like, she couldn't avoid not being in the frame. And she, her face was just like.
And then she started smiling. She was like smiling. And then she was like surprised. And then you got Nicole Kidman off to the end, who's like your face right now, just like jaw on the ground. God bless her Botox injector, who's like putting those muscles to work, girl.
Yeah. Well, it was like. I think I've heard, like, from what I've been reading about, like, journalists on Twitter, like, who were there giving, like, you know, firsthand accounts of, like, what was going on. They're like, everyone thought it was, like, a joke.
Joke.
And then all of a sudden he started screaming. And they were like, oh, this is not a joke.
Yeah.
And, but Chris Rock, like, he recovered pretty well.
Oh, 100%. I mean.
He was like, I'll keep presenting.
I'm going to be honest. Like, this is a man who had a TV show called Everybody Hates Chris. This isn't the first time Chris Rock's been slapped. I guarantee that. I don't have the – I can't give you the details, but I – just something in my gut is telling me Chris Rock has been slapped before.
Yeah.
Perhaps even worse. So I think now's the time to, like, maybe discuss the, like, ramifications of it. Because, like, we know Will Smith is going to win the Oscar
for Best Actor
for King Richard.
That's, what the worst part for me was. I was like, Will – this is you're going to win the Oscar, your first Oscar, and this is what you, I'm just like, I was so pissed.
I felt sad. I felt a lot of things. I was mad.
So many things. Mad and sad.
I was like, first of all, the joke was tasteless. There's no doubt about it. The hit was unnecessary. There's no doubt about it. He could have... Like, I hate being like, you know, words can be mightier, but like, he could have said something in his speech even to like, Chris Rock is a non-event. So like, to lower himself down, it just like, I was like, you could have done so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you shouldn't hit people.
Thank you.
And so then we have like this conversation happening on Twitter of like, Chris Rock, he just assaulted Chris Rock and he's going to be awarded the greatest honor of the night. And that's like a very complicated issue. I don't really know what the right thing answer is. What do you think?
I mean, I think the answer is don't hit people.
Sure.
I also think.
And I agree.
I also think like these two men have been in the business for so long together. Like there's photos of them on the red carpet and stuff together. I think in my head, I'm like, maybe there's like a history here that like we're just not like privy to that goes back like 30 years. And like that's the power behind the slap. Maybe he just saw red. But in my mind and my heart, I'm truly like, Will, what the fuck? Why did you do this? Because like it just cast a whole shadow over like his win. And like it just disappointed me. I was like, really? You slapped a comedian for making a poor joke, I will say. Like, it's just to me a lazy joke, but nonetheless, it's a joke.
Yeah. It was just like, I think the thing is just like.
I just think there's so many different ways it could have been handled. I think, you know, like you said in 100%. His speech, he could have like thrown a dig at him.
Well, and then this speech is actually, I think, what upset me the most is this like call for love makes you do crazy things. And it's like the toxicity that that sentence carries is so upsetting because that is something that people who are in relationships that involve domestic violence and can't get out are told often is like, you know, like people are constantly being told, like, I love you after they're being smacked by somebody in their in a relationship. And it is something that is a huge problem, and you cannot just equate love with physical violence like that simply. It was such a like alarming sentence.
Yeah.
I also was upset too because I felt bad for like Venus and Serena, who the camera kept panning to during Will's speech
because of what had happened at the Critics' Choice Awards.
People's what? Choice?
with the director of Power of the Dog, Jane Campion.
Mm-hmm.
She made a comment about Venus and Serena. She's like, you guys have basically like, I've had to come up against men all the time, like made a comment about them. And it was so weird. I'm like, so that's why the camera kept panning to them, because they also were the victim of like someone on stage, like directing something at them. Maybe that's why.
I just thought like for me.
But it's weird.
It was just like, they don't deserve to be the face of this speech. Like, no. I understand that this is a story about their family and their father.
And Jada.
And
I want to see Jada's face.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that like I have so much to say. For him Please to constantly say. Be saying like, you know, Richard was like a fierce protector of his family, blah, blah, blah. Like all of that is true. But also like, unfortunately now, like Venus and Serena are like the face of like them having to nod along to this man who just slapped somebody on an international TV. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On top of that, on top of all of this, Venus is suffering from a nip slip the whole fucking time. And that's why we got that weird like card screen of just saying Oscars. And they couldn't stop. I was like, okay, did you watch 30 Rock?
I've seen several episodes.
There's one episode where Jenna, aka Jane Krakowski, threatens to slip a nip for like attention. And I feel like at a certain point, like Serena just leaned over to Venus and was like, you got to do something.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Whip it
and
out.
She's like, just here it is.
A big night for boobs, like we said.
It was a big night for boobs. It was a big night for hands because Coda and like the beautiful moment at the end of everybody kind of like waving their hands as the for the applause and sign language. But okay, but then Will, like, this is something he's waited for his entire career, like you said. And
everyone was waiting for this for him. Like people wanted him to win.
He has to now tiptoe because, like, he doesn't want his speech to be about the slap because this is going to be a speech that people are going to look back on in 25 years. And you kind of want it to be evergreen, but you also have to address it. And it was really awkward and uncomfortable. And he was very emotional. And I felt sadness for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, like, what all of this is to say is, like, I actually didn't really feel a sadness for Chris Rock, I'll be honest. But
I don't think Chris Rock felt sadness for Chris Rock.
No, and also
like, I think he was just in shock.
Supposedly, the two of them have like are okay now. Yeah. Like Page Six said that Diddy said that like they're fine. So like, I mean, here's the thing. This is going to be something people talk about for years.
Yeah.
But it's definitely complicated and made the night very exciting. That's my takeaway.
Yeah.
I was excited to watch the Oscars again. I was sad at the end, but.
I agree with everything that you're saying. Obviously, cosine. But one of the moments that really kind of like, I felt so many feelings is when I read and saw that Denzel Washington pulled Will to the side and talked to him before, like after the slap.
Yeah.
Like they went to commercial break. Denzel and Tyler Perry pulled Will Smith to side. Will Smith was crying because I think in that moment he was like, fuck, what did I do?
100%.
I saw red and I just stormed the stage and slapped Chris Rock. And Will Smith said that Denzel told him, at your highest moment, be careful because that's when the devil comes for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is such a powerful statement, especially coming from someone like Denzel, who's like, so like he's, you know, a prominent actor. He, I think, has probably watched Will grow up in this business. And he's just like, dude, you got to like get it together here. And like there's so many like powerful.
And he like like screamed something during his speech too, like, you know, that something about, I think, being there for him. I took it. It was very like paternal moment.
Very.
And it
got me in my feelings. And then there was a moment where he, like, if you, there's photos of it that people were obviously taking of Denzel and Jada. Like, he's talking to her. Even when they come back from commercial break, he's, like, sitting with her. And he's trying to mediate the situation. And I'm just like, Denzel is just that. He's that man, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. At this point, it's like, this is going to be talked about so much. I know that we just talked about it at this point now for 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, you just don't have to have a take on it. And I think that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I have thoughts. Like, I don't think we should hit people. I don't think you should make fun of people's, like, diseases.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, like, I don't know the complicatedness of it. And I think, like, for me, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm good. It happened. It was again, entertaining to watch last night's show because no one knew what they were doing at that point. But, like, let's just say, like, save yourself the tweet. You don't have to tweet about it.
No, there's a lot of tweets out there where I'm like, guys.
We're going to have so many definitive takes of what should have happened in the next week.
I'm also just, like, seeing a lot of people, like, defending the slap and, like, people basically being like, that's okay. And I think that's kind of weird. But then I also am like, I don't know where to go because I'm with you 100% where it's just like, I don't have like a take on it. I'm just like, oh, that happened. That was crazy. People shouldn't hit people. But also, like you said, don't make fun of people's like autoimmune disorders. Like, don't do that.
It could have gone so many better ways. Totally. But like, holy shit. Like, what a time.
Yeah. And I'm like, honestly, that made me like award shows again. I was like, oh, this is exciting.
See, but don't be –
I know.
Don't
Allison,
be
I gotta stop.
Fooled.
I know.
Don't
I gotta
be
stop.
Fooled. I thought that – okay. The end of the show when they paraded out Liza Minnelli made me so sad because I don't understand why we think it's necessary to bring ailing celebrities out on stage who are – I'll be honest. Okay. I watched that. I saw that moment with her and Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga is always so gracious, so patient, so kind to legends.
Legends.
And what she has done in her friendship with Tony Bennett, I think is beautiful. Alzheimer's and dementia means a lot to me when people are very patient with people who are suffering from that. So Liza comes out, and I wasn't aware that Liza was, A, using a wheelchair.
Had no clue.
I wasn't aware that she didn't seem fully cognizant, that maybe her cognition was just not at its best. Mm-hmm. And we are parading her out for what? For what moment? She didn't look comfortable.
No.
And that's the thing, is like, Liza Minnelli has earned reading the best picture at the Oscars. If anyone has, it's Liza Minnelli. But she, like, I don't think she would want to be out there in a way where she's overwhelmed by the audience. She has no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. And she is just, I mean, she constantly is just, like, looking at Lady Gaga like, oh, I'm such a fan. I don't know if she, like, I don't want to speculate on what she might may or may not be dealing with. But it made me wonder a lot. Like, I was, like, Googling, like, what's going on?
Because I haven't heard of Liza Minnelli.
I haven't seen her speak on it.
I haven't seen Liza Minnelli really out and about since Sex and the City 2.
And that's honestly what I have in my mind.
And I'm like, that's who she wants to be. She doesn't – and it's – okay. People are comparing it to the Kirk Douglas thing a couple years ago when Catherine Zeta-Jones wheeled him out. I feel a little differently about it because that – it's like – I knew Kirk Douglas was in a wheelchair. I knew Kirk Douglas was an older person. Granted, I don't think that – I don't think our elders should be our, like, props at award shows.
Feels like, it felt like a zoo.
It was, like – it was weird. People are also really upset that Bob Saget wasn't mentioned in the In Memoriam. Like, people are really, really upset.
Well, that In Memoriam was insane.
They're always so odd to me.
It's like, why
Jamie
was it
Lee
upbeat?
Curtis was holding a dog?
A dog.
I was
And I think that was for – obviously, that was for Betty.
Of course.
But, like –
But it's here's, so odd, especially the after thing. The whole slap. Like, everything after the slap was, like, well, crazy.
That's what I was going to say. They literally shoved Jamie Lee Curtis out on that stage, gave her a little shaking chihuahua, and were like, distract him.
I bet you that dog wasn't even originally supposed to be there. Someone just had it. And they were like, listen, America needs a dog right now.
We need a dog to get behind. And please, like, have this choir sing, like, thank you for being a friend. And we're all just, like, still shook by the events that have just happened.
I know. It was really chaotic. And I think, Like I was saying when we first started this episode, which feels like many moons ago, I love award shows. I love the whole glamour of it. And I love celebrity culture. Obviously, that's why I do this job. But like the silver screen is like losing its magic and I don't know how to stop it. It's just like the movies that people are, I don't know. There's no like fun in it anymore for me.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if it's like because.
Did you see Coda?
I didn't see it.
So I thought Coda was good.
Oh, people are saying it's great. Apparently it's a remake of a 2014 French film.
It's good. I think that it was so special to have that moment. I teared up when like they were all waving their hands mm-hmm. for the sign language applause. Thought that was beautiful. Kind of ruined because not everyone in the room was in on it. So it was like some clapping and some signing. Mm-hmm. So like us at home didn't get the full effect, but it was a beautiful moment. I thought that they seemed shocked that they won. And shocked. I'll be honest, like I was kind of shocked that they won too. It's a heartwarming coming of age movie, but not in my opinion, an Oscar movie. And to your point, like the losing of that like glamour, that glitz, the prestige is like, it is waning for me. I don't know what movie I would have wanted to win.
Yeah, probably,
I don't know.
Oh, can we just talk about how we manifested Reba really quick?
Oh my God, we did.
You guys.
Because Sam and I were like, okay. Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar should be nominated. And then seconds later.
Like a millisecond. It was literally you texted me the word Trish and Reba appeared on the screen.
Yeah. That's the power of Trish.
The power of fucking Trish. Because that is, see, to me, okay, I know that Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar is not an Oscar with, like, it's not going to win Oscars, okay?
No.
But it had this sense of something that, like, I mean, they're on my vision board. I'm looking at them right now. It was like, it's a fun movie. Like, I miss when, like, celebrity, and I say this all the time, I miss when celebrities were fun. I miss, like, when I was excited to see what they were going to wear. I feel like social media, like you said, everybody thinks that their opinion is the opinion. I don't know. Like, the movies, like, I also feel like the celebrities don't want to be there.
What we're trying to say is Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar should have been Best Picture. It should have been Best Sound Editing. It should have been Best Costume. Best
Original Song. Seagulls in the Sand.
Best Performance by a Male Actor, Jamie Dornan, mm-hmm. or the guy that played Tommy Bahama. I would have given it every award to Annie and Kristen, every award to Phyllis from The Office, every award to Vanessa Bayer. Mm-hmm. I will start a change.org petition if I need to for us to retroactively get our girls some Oscars.
Get them an award. Throw them a bone. It's a great film, you guys. I've watched it many times. I've watched it so many times.
It's on Hulu. Watch it.
Yeah, I've watched it so many times. I also make other people watch it with me because they've never seen it. And then I watch them watching it. Because I'm like, you guys, Trish Part's coming up.
Yeah. And then you have to like know that like if you're dating someone, for example, it's a great test mm-hmm. to see if they're worth keeping around.
Yeah. They don't laugh. So it's the shrimp queen.
If they're not watching, if they're not LMAOing when they get fucked up on some pills and dance to the Titanic song at a club, you don't need them in your life.
No.
Get them out.
Get out. Cut them out.
Start cue JoJo's Get Out right now.
Oh, I think JoJo got a BBL. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she posted on Twitter the other day sexy selfie in the mirror. Any final thoughts?
No.
I feel like we covered it all very passionately.
I know we just talked so much about it. And then I was just like, I don't have any thoughts on it. But it's just like, it was an unfortunate situation that was entertaining to watch mm-hmm. and made it exciting. And Barb and Star 2023. That's all I have to say.
Get us a sequel. Get us a sequel.
Where do they go next?
Yeah. God, I would love to see like I could talk about it forever.
They would do great, like seeing the leaves change in like the Northeast.
Get them in Summer House.
Let's get them in the Hamptons. I need to see them at Southampton Social.
Get them in the Roni reboot. Like,
don't even
go to the Regency.
Oh my God, they would love it.
They would love it there. Harry Dubin. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Allison, tell everybody where they can find you. Hear all your thoughts.
I have no thoughts. But you can find me on, you know what? I'll tell you where you can find me. You can find me on The Dip. I am on The Dip constantly talking about stuff like this that I shouldn't have an opinion on, but I do. And you can, like I said earlier, use the promo code GWOK for 90% off your annual subscription. Now, that only lasts until the end of March. So you might want to hurry, scurry to the stage before it's too late. And yeah, that's where you can find me. I'm on there and I have a username that you won't guess and we can chat maybe. Nah, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, guys. And thank you so much for listening. Of course, you can follow me at Bravo Historian. You can also check me out at The Dip. I'm at Bravo Historian on The Dip as well. We're just doing a lot of chit-chat over there. You know, it is Women's Month, so support a female-founded company. Bye.
Bye.